This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's a week and one day until we vote. The music can't go away, Daniel. I need more of that music to ease me into a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. I guess it's gone. It faded away into the sunset. Todd, you're going to have to sing Waiting, Waiting for the World to Change. Can you sing that?
No, I'm not. I'm going to do the world a favor.
John Mayer is not.
Yeah, the reason is I wanted to use that in my open to say, you know, I too am waiting for the world to change, and we've been waiting for the world to change.
I've got the darn song here. I'll just play
whole
it.
Whole long time. Two, three. I don't think we used the countdown, huh, do we?
I think we do, no.
I like that. Yeah. So we are waiting for the world to change, and I have a newsflash for you folks. That's not an easy ask, okay? Because there's evil in this world, and there has always been evil in this world. Yeah, you didn't know, Todd? You didn't get the evil memo?
I hear it's Trump's fault, though. That's what they keep
telling
you.
Well, of course it is. Yeah, but I have to tell you, I'm really tired of the blame thing. I'm just so worn out by it. I am, and I know some of you will accuse me of going soft today, and that's okay. You can call hoot and holler all you want and tell me you think I'm going soft. But it's crazy. It's really crazy to think that somebody would say, I'm going to turn on the TV here and hear Donald Trump at a rally, say, hey, those people back there, they're fake news. They're fake news. You know what? I think I'm going to shoot people at a synagogue tomorrow. I mean, you have no understanding of the human brain if you believe that to be how it happens. Now, you know, they may feed off of some things, but anybody that shoots other people, that means to do them harm, send pipe bombs, be a sniper, take a knife and chop away. I mean, for that matter, even a bone saw to chop away, right? I mean, whatever bit of evil you've heard about of late, it comes from the individual and their mind. The idea that somehow somebody else is responsible for that is what liberalism has lived on, right? Oh, you poor folks. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe the government only gave you that much not to work. We're going to double it. Yes, we are, because you are a victim. And you go in that bucket. And you go in that bucket over there. And you're in that bucket over there. And you're in the... I mean... look at the dear sweet Native American population in this country. You go back and see the things that have happened to them, the conditions in which many of them live, and you know what? The Democrats claim to be the champions for them. How's that working out for the Native American community? They want victims in buckets, and they love you when it's time to vote, and nothing ever changes for you. Nothing. It's like the crazy pre-existing condition debate in the Friday night face-off between Senator Heidi Heitkamp and Congressman Kevin Cramer. Heidi Heitkamp, with a straight face, is up there talking about 300,000 North Dakotans whose pre-existing coverage is at risk, which is a bald-faced lie. We have John Gottfried on the program today. He'll tell you the number's about 15,000. And guess what? North Dakota mandates that they get coverage. Because if you're in North Dakota, you're covered. So her ad should say, if you have a pre-existing condition, you have nothing to worry about. And we're going to get rid of that crappy Obamacare. That's what I'd love her to say. Yeah, and it is crappy. That's what it is. It's crappy. That's my word for the day. You know why it's crappy? Let's see. How many more people are uninsured? How many people have higher premiums? How many people have higher deductibles? It's junk. It's a joke. It was their step to single payer, and it didn't work. But they come back and they demagogue the daylights out of it. It's an easy one to demagogue. It really is. We'll play you the back and forth on it. Sort of like the trade war. By the way, Heidi, you got a few of your favorite people that you've called amazing and awesome and going to be a great president and all that. And they've been part of trade deals for decades that have jammed our farmers, has stuck it to them, putting up with all kinds of stupid WTO rules and everything else. And you and your party said nothing at the time. Remember, you opposed NAFTA when you were running for governor, Heidi. You opposed NAFTA. Donald Trump decides to make it better, and you say, it's horrible. Keep NAFTA. Don't do this to our farmers. And guess what? The deal gets better. And 88% of our products, our farmers and ranchers send 88% of what they raise and grow to Canada. And we have a better deal. But what are you doing? You're running around scaring farmers. And there's a few that are scared. It's a scary time. But you're piling on with it. You're being irresponsible. One of the biggest boos on the stage on Friday was when Congressman Kramer accused her of standing with China. Because, again, if in the middle of a negotiation you're rooting against your team and saying, stop, pointing at China, whoa, I don't know, that's probably a fair point. Don't buy it, folks. You're smarter than that. You're smarter than that. And for the farmers that are, in a challenging, well, all of them are in a challenging time, but most of them are very savvy business people. Okay, the farmers and ranchers in this state are some of the smartest business people on earth. Okay, look at what they put up with every year. They don't know what's going to come out of the ground. They put a ton of money in before they get money back. I mean, you have to be savvy, really savvy, and they are. Now, some are not as savvy, and financially would be in a more difficult situation where they can't weather a storm, like what's happening right now. That is not Kevin Cramer's fault or Donald Trump's fault. But Heidi Heitkamp will tell you it is, because it works well to turn you into a victim. And some play it all too well. So, I've just obviously gone a few different directions here. But the one thing I want to say is I just don't believe that it makes any sense whatsoever to blame a particular party, a president, or anything else when bad things happen. I really don't. And I'm so sick of it. And, everybody would have their examples. Listen to Donald Trump Jr. Listen to what Donald Trump Jr. and the Trump family have been through. Have you heard about this? Roll that, Kevin.
People sending me and my family explosive envelopes. The media had nothing to do with that. That just happens to be because they don't like me. It doesn't work that way, guys. Terror attacks.
Mm-hmm. Via mail, via bomb, in the news. You've had a terror attack happen to you and to your family. What was this like?
Listen, it's terrible. I got a call from my wife that she opened up an exploding envelope with white powder substance in it. She had to go to the hospital. She spent the day in decontamination. One of my Secret Service guys, even when they knew it was happening, ran in despite knowing that was. I mean, they were on Cipro for a week trying to get back what the substance was. Now, luckily it turned out to be harmless, but it was a terrible thing to see.
What went through your mind when you heard that there was an exploding envelope with white powder in it sent to you with a threatening note, yeah. Correct?
Yes. It was intended for me. My wife opened it up, obviously. And, a lot goes through your mind. Are the kids there? It turns out, she was elsewhere. She was out of our house when she opened it. So, they weren't there. But, everything and anything runs through your mind. And it's a terrible feeling. And this stuff shouldn't be happening. I mean, this shouldn't be a political tool. This shouldn't be something that's happening. And, whoever does these things, whatever ideology they're coming from, whatever it is that they're doing, they should be going to jail for the rest of their lives. This is not how we play these games.
There seems to be a rush by the media to make the culpability on your father, on the president.
Yes.
And this was a nonstop 24-hour CNN Chiron today.
Correct.
It was an instant CNN, an instant message from Jeff Zucker yesterday.
Yes.
Mentioning your father by name and Sarah Sanders. What is your thoughts when you see something like that?
Listen, I think it's disgusting. I don't want people jumping to conclusions on these things, right? Whether it's a right-wing crazy or a left-wing crazy trying to change the narrative because of the violence coming from their side lately, I don't know what it is. But we can all agree that this should not be happening. It should not happen. We should condemn them in the highest possible form. So when I see them running to the conclusion, oh, it's a Trump, it's, you know, the MAGA bomber, what they're saying. I mean, that's pretty sick. They don't know anything. I know because they caught him. The person that sent it to us was a left-wing extremist. This is someone who had worked for Elizabeth Warren. Right? We know that. Guess what happened? That gets discovered? Crickets. You don't hear about it. But there's actual proof. The person that shot Steve Scalise and tried to kill a bunch of Republicans on a baseball field, we know that was a left-wing extremist. That was a Bernie bro. Crickets. So why don't we wait till we have the actual information? Why don't we wait till we know what actually happened? And by the way, condemn whoever it is, but not just try to throw blame to change a narrative right now, because that's disgusting, and that's exactly what's going on.
He's exactly right. He is 100% right. I don't think we should blame a gun. I don't think we should blame an individual not involved in the actual crime itself. It's crazy. Am I wrong? Who do you blame? Or should we stop blaming altogether? 800-228-0550.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
So those out-of-state elite special interests are at it again, taking aim at North Dakota's Constitution, pumping money into our state, and successfully buying their way onto the November ballot with a so-called anti-corruption measure. Nobody wants corruption in our government. That's why we already have an ethics commission and ethics policies on the books. This ballot measure, 2 pages long, that overrides the rest of our rights and protections in the North Dakota Constitution, giving their commission more power than any branch of government. And at what cost? If Measure 1 passes, voters and their elected officials would be prohibited from engaging in open, transparent dialogue, driving a wedge between the people and their government, and undermining the foundation of our democracy. Measure 1 is not the North Dakota way. Vote no on Measure 1, paid for by North Dakotans for Sound Government. Jeff Simon, Chairman.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land in Dunn, Stark, Wells, Botno, and Ward counties in North Dakota, and an excellent farm equipment retirement auction near Steele, North Dakota, featuring Case IH and John Deere loader tractors, Featherlight stock trailer, livestock feeders, single and double axle trucks, and numerous tillage and planting equipment. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Monday, you're getting pretty wild. Somebody better monitor your Ritalin intake. Calm down.
Yeah, and it sure was suspicious, but it turns out to be some right-wing Republican doing all that bomb threats. Yeah, another right-winger, just like I figured. Of course, you thought it was all so suspicious, and you don't know nothing.
I don't know nothing. Sounds like my wife. You don't know nothing. She loves
Here I am in my basement.
She loves me.
Is this Ajax Liquor Store?
This guy doesn't love me. I don't know what the deal is here, for crying out loud. But, you know, I will tell you this. This is pretty common to have, you know, that's the game, right? So he's right. We were, you know, like everybody else, speculating about, you know, awfully suspicious this close to the election. These packages are going out. Could this be politically motivated, right? I mean, that was a lot of speculation to that effect that was going out there. So, you know, typical of somebody then who is of the different political opinion to say, see, you were wrong. Turns out it was a right winger. Now, I don't know that it was a right winger. I think it was somebody that's very, very disturbed, quite honestly. And again, sad that can't be caught living in his van for the last how many years or whatever it was. I mean, just a lot of signs that would have been there. But can we, am I asking too much?
Probably.
To say, let's just blame who did it. I mean, stop this. It's just crazy. Do we not understand evil? Is it just a human nature thing that we've got to have a culprit? We've got to blame someone? Todd, where's the Ritalin? I was going to take it, but you moved it. Are you chewing on it? What's the deal?
No, Kevin did.
Oh, Kevin, come on.
What?
You're not supposed to take
Kevin's
somebody else's
job
prescription.
To make sure neither one of us know where the Ritalin is because we might overdose on it. So.
Yeah. I'm kind of excited. I'm headed for Williston and going to be there. Well, actually, two things I'm excited about. Tomorrow I'll be at PetroServe USA in Valley City for a Pink at the Pump event. Because if you've seen the pink nozzles at the pump, you know what that means? It's E15 and you save big money. Plus, the money goes to breast cancer research because we're about out of that month. And it ends literally tomorrow. So we're going to then we'll go up to Williston, and Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle are going to be there. Looking forward to seeing them again. And we hope to have them on the air before the event. There's a big rally that's free and open to the public, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the... It's at the wall, they call it. All right, so this should be a lot of fun. Come on out. Now, if you haven't seen Donald Trump Jr. before or Kimberly Guilfoyle before, they're both they're entertaining. I mean, they're very informed, obviously, and smart folks, but they're very entertaining. They really are. It's a good time, and it's a lot of fun, and it's very wholesome, folks. Wholesome. Hopefully, it won't get like that Marsha Blackburn rally with the Lindsey Graham did down in Tennessee last night. You see that? That's interesting. They had a moment of silence for the victims in Pittsburgh at the synagogue massacre. And guess what people decided to do during the moment of silence from the left, the protesters? Scream and holler. You're a white supremacist! You're awful! You're evil! Civility is just history. It's incredible. It really is. Speaking of Williston, our friends at Go Wireline are there. 200 years of combined experience in the wireline industry. Pretty amazing. They're in Williston and Dickinson. Find out about the great jobs they have available. GoWireline.com/careers. Okay. Let's go to Dave in Bismarck. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. 701-367-2054, the local number. No, that's not the local number. You can't call that. You got to text that. My number to text is 367-2054. Todd's is 226-8503. Question for you. Am I wrong to suggest we ought to stop blaming anyone other than the person that did the evil act and call it what it is, evil? Or do you prefer the idea that they can cause it, meaning a particular ideology? Particular speech, tone. Oh, the tone caused this. What in the world? What is the tone? I thought that was something my music teacher used. I don't know. Dave and Bismarck, you are next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, good morning, Scott and Todd. I'm a first-time caller, and I just wanted to say, first of all, you guys do a great job.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Hey, the reason I wanted to call in is both my wife were very disappointed in the article in the Bismarck Tribune yesterday, and it was the reasoning of endorsement of Heidi Heitkamp for Senate. And I just thought it was based on at least a couple of biased untruths. And what I thought, you know, gosh, she was not in the same position against Rick Byrd 6 years ago in terms of the spread right now. And her accomplishments in the last 6 years, I don't think are impressive at all. And she was MIA during the DAPL protest. And I recall as a veteran, I called her office 4 years ago, begging her not to support Obama, sending the Iranians $1.5 billion in untraceable cash in the middle of the night, two plane loads of cash. I mean, our veterans were trying to deal with these terrorists and we're supporting them and she's supporting it. And I just think that what I saw in that article was so untrue and biased that it was, it just drove me to have to call up and say, hey, there's a bias here that I say shame on the Tribune. That's their example of supporting Heitkamp. That's terrible. So I had to get.
Well, yeah, she might have written that for them. I think that's how it works at most of these organizations. They're a cozy little relationship with them. And my only thing is, I don't get too ramped up about newspaper endorsements because I don't think two people vote the way the newspaper tells them to. But I agree with your premise completely, 100%. I mean, and you know, again, the nature of bias. And I would say that what I call fake news is news you omit, too. Iran's a good example. I've heard from more vets who can hardly talk. They're so upset about her vote. And that has played a very small part in this campaign. And she voted to give them boatloads of money. Now, some say, well, yeah, it was their money. They just got it back. Well, guess what they're going to do with it? Build more improvised explosive devices. I mean, it's flat out evil. That was a total, you know, I'm going with him. You know, I'm gonna be with Obama again. You know, the pro-life issue doesn't come up. Didn't come up in the debate. Didn't come up in the debate. I mean, in North Dakota's overwhelmingly pro-life. Why? Newsrooms aren't. They're overwhelmingly pro-abortion. You know, and the ultimate one was, you know, voting in favor of keeping Obama's regulations on the oil and gas industry when we were already doing it better. She was the deciding vote. She could have swung it to the other side. So, yeah, it's some bipartisanship that is. So I'm totally with you there, 100% on the issues that sort of get the focus and attention, and even when they do, they deserve a little scrutiny. It's a good point. Very good point.
Yeah. I just thought that the way the Bismarck Tribune has handled that one, it was just ridiculous. And I say shame on them. That was terrible. And even that last fiasco with some of these poor women that were being blamed for...
Where's that issue? Why isn't that mentioned? Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's ridiculous. Bismarck Tribune, I have one word for you. DAPL. Proved right there what kind of news organization they are. They aren't. They're propaganda. It's, you know, that's why I say she probably wrote the op-ed. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for calling. Call again.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We will rebuild.
Rabbi Jeffrey Myers of the Pittsburgh area synagogue, where 11 people were shot and killed on Saturday. He says they will repair the damage and eventually hold services there again.
Because we're a tree of life. We've been here 154 years, and you can cut off some branches, but the tree will continue to grow, and we will be back.
The rabbi spoke on NBC's Today show. The suspected gunman, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, faces 29 charges linked to the incident. He's due to be arraigned today. The manager of the World Series champ Boston Red Sox says the team has not decided whether it will visit President Trump at the White House if they're invited. Alex Cora asked about it after the Sox won the series last night, saying the club will, quote, talk about it later on. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Yeah, you guys make a little satire there. That one guy's voice sounds like he's drinking. I don't understand that, because at least he has an excuse then. The other ones are just numbed brains. Hey, you guys have a good day.
I don't think we... did you guys insinuate he was under the influence? I didn't. Yeah, I'm going to blame Kevin for that.
You know, I might have.
Yeah, you might have played a clip of somebody else that was a little... Rodney Dangerfield-ish, right?
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Anyway.
I'm Captain Satire, though, and sarcasm, so don't hold it against me. Sorry.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. I'm going to talk Measure 1 in just a moment. Very important decision for you on Election Day, so stay tuned for that. Donald Trump Jr. in Williston tomorrow will be there. And we're also then on Wednesday going to be in Tioga at Nested Consulting Services for the Talk Radio Town Hall and Congressman Kevin Cramer. So we got a lot going on this week. Should be a lot of fun as we count down to Election Day. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Have you seen the 2019 models? Good time to come in and check them out. The new 40 series of Apache sprayers have the new looks, new features. Gotta see it. Financing and leasing available. We'll take care of it. They have some used sprayers on hand. If you're looking for a sprayer at all, you need to go where the pros are. If you do spray application, you need spray application pros. Nobody knows it like they do. High Plains Apache, Mandan, Frontier South of Fargo, and online at highplainsapache.com. All right, Jeff Simon and a Measure One conversation coming up here. I want to get to some folks that have been waiting. So let's go to line two there. Christian in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good Monday morning, sir.
Same to you. Good morning.
I'm a graduate of Brown Institute.
So was my father.
And
you know the radio game.
I'd like to tell you, I deeply, deeply appreciate the flag. You bring us programming that we don't get anywhere else. I don't even watch TV. I listen to the radio all the time. This is what I do. So I appreciate you guys more than I can tell you.
Well, that's very kind of you.
In fact, I never would have heard of Alex Jones if it hadn't been for you guys. And the way some people feel about that man is disgusting.
Well, what I find interesting about Alex Jones is, I mean, he does have some theories. But, you know, the idea that you can... listen to that and say, do I believe it? Do I agree? Do I, you know, fact check it, whatever? Nobody does that about Brian Williams on NBC or, you know, Chuck Todd on Meet the Press.
No.
You know what I mean? No. I mean, what's the difference between the two? They have different opinions. So, yeah. You know, it's America. People can say what they want to say, and you decide whether you agree with it or not. You don't shut it off. It's not that complicated.
Now, my real point for you this morning was... some friends of mine and I were speaking about campaigning. And it seems like we've reached a point in this country, and I don't know what's going on with my country. Mike, I'm disgusted. The amount of campaigning propaganda should be limited. They should have a dollar amount limit for Republicans, Democrats, Independents.
I disagree. I disagree only from this standpoint. You start playing that game, and then you're picking winners and losers. It's free speech. If we agree that a dollar given to a campaign is free speech, and they're able to get that much money, then they spend it on mailings or TV ads or whatever. Now, I agree with you. It's almost insane to see how much money Heidi Heitkamp has gathered in, you know, Hollywood and Martha's Vineyard and New York City from the Chuck Schumer, you know, cocktail parties, but that to me is America. I appreciate the call, Christian. I got to go. I don't have time to debate it now because we have a conversation coming up. But please call again. Let's do it another time. John in Williston, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Quick.
Good morning, Scott. No, I just wanted to reiterate on the importance of what the support on that Iran deal. I don't think a lot of people understand the ramifications of how horrible that was and the terrible implications that could come out of giving those people that much money. Not only that cash, but the, for unfreezing that $150 billion, people say, oh, it's their money. Hey, no, it's not their money when they are supporting terror all over. $150 billion unleashes all kinds of money. I mean, they could buy 10 aircraft carriers with $150 billion. They could buy rockets and, you know, thousands of rockets to Hezbollah and Hamas, which, of course, they will and did, which completely destabilizes if used on Israel. And it gives Israel no recourse but to respond with what they have. Now, Heidi's responsible. She's pressure. Her hands are in this.
Well, I tell you what, I had one of the most chilling calls I've ever had in umpteen years on radio from a Marine? I don't remember what branch of the service he was in, but he was in Iraq, and he lost buddies. He had buddies blown up, you know, limbs and, you know, lost limbs and died and awful because of improvised explosive devices funded by Iran. And he was so mad as a result of that, and he blamed directly Heidi Heitkamp for the fact that you'd give them more money. Could not believe that I would, you know, get it, trust them, or, you know, it's bad. And, you know, we should, before the election, dig into that issue a little bit with just at least...
That is absolutely imperative. And one quick shout-out to my former partners at Go Wireline. Thanks for running that. They're great people, North Dakota guys. And my former partners, and just all around great guys, great employers take good care of their employees. So, great company. Thanks a lot, Scott. See you in Williston.
You bet. Looking forward to being there. And by the way, they're one of our fine sponsors. Okay, so can we just take line one real quick here? For some reason, I'm not able to do it, Kevin.
You bet.
And then it's an anonymous caller from Northeast North Dakota. I've got a minute for you. Go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Okay. Am I the only one that thinks that this is about the debate Friday night?
Yeah.
I think Heidi had previous knowledge of the questions because she came back with her replies so fast she didn't stop to think or anything. They sounded rehearsed, and they've done it before. So I was wondering if she had prior knowledge of the questions that were going
to be. No, none of them did. Dave Thompson was the moderator from Prairie Public, and he is as ethical and honest as they come. I don't think he could have anybody that's ever been on the other end of a microphone from Dave Thompson tell you whether he's a Republican or Democrat. I mean, he's a pretty straight shooter on all of his news stuff. I don't know how the questions were selected. Honestly, I don't know where that came from. I would have done some different ones. I don't think climate change belongs in a North Dakota political debate.
No, I didn't debate. Like the questions either. I thought they were ridiculous. They didn't address the most important issues.
If you go to 99.9% of the debates, those would be the questions, because that's just how it's sort of done. You know, I mean, that's the way the newsrooms want to ask those questions. So that's just what a Republican faces, no doubt about it. We're going to play some highlights from the debate if you missed it coming up. Right now, I want to get to Measure One, because this is a very important conversation. We intended to have a debate today on Measure Number One. And Jeff Simon from the North Dakotans for Sound Government Group very quickly said, yes, tell me the date, time, and place, and we'll do it. And we have had zero responses from anyone. I guess Susan Weefall did respond and just said that she was not the official spokesperson. It's supposed to be Dana Butcher or Ellen Chafee, and both of them didn't respond. I mean, didn't even say no. Didn't respond. So, you know, that's the deal. Meanwhile, Citizens for Sound Government, North Dakotans for Sound Government, Jeff's group, I don't know, maybe you know the number to this, Jeff, but if I tally up all of the people represented by the different groups that are part of your, you know, coalition, from the ACLU to the Farm Bureau to the, you know, Rural Electric Cooperatives to the Greater North Dakota Chamber, of course, you know, it's a huge percentage of North Dakota. Meanwhile, they're represented by some groups from California and Massachusetts and three or four individuals in the state. So that alone should speak volumes. But anyway, sorry we don't have a debate, but we are going to give you a chance to talk a little bit about Measure 1 since they declined. How are you? Jeff, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Scott?
Now I can hear you. Yes. Welcome. How are you?
Okay. I'm doing well. I'm doing well, thanks.
Would I be right about that as far as, do you have that tally of how many people are represented by all of the organizations supporting Measure 1?
Well, I tell you what, when you look at the depth and breadth of the coalition that has opposed this thing, I don't know how you add up all the numbers, but it's got to represent more than 80% of North Dakota citizens here when you look at the breadth of the coalition. And that's one thing I'm not sure the public understands, just how many organizations have stepped up to oppose it. Don't take my word for this. I mean, when you see the American Civil Liberties Union, the North Dakota Catholic Conference, Concerned Women for America, the Farm Bureau, the Rural Electrics, the Family Policy Alliance, the newspaper editorials have opined against this thing. Measure 1 is a bad deal, folks. You need to vote no. I don't know how else to explain this thing, Scott. When you see that many organizations saying this is a bad deal, take my word for it. It's bad.
Yeah, no kidding. I wanted to give you a chance also to address, I would really encourage people to find out. I'll bet that you're part of an organization that opposes this, and that should help you understand where to go on this one. What was the deal with this handout that they were using here recently on the issue?
I'm unfamiliar with that, Scott. Tell me what it said.
Well, sorry, in the Grand Forks Herald, looks like here recently.
Oh,
Dina
okay.
Butcher and Ellen, or is it Forum? I can't tell. Dina Butcher and Ellen Chafee have a list they hand out when people ask why Measure 1, their anti-corruption constitutional amendment, is needed in a state where few, if any, politicians have been convicted of bribery. Which I think is a proper question to ask. Well, is this a solution in search of a problem? It says, evidently, on this list, a legislator pushes hard in the final hours of a session to make a land swap that would cost North Dakota State University millions. A corporation feels free to make a $37,000 gift to a state official. Powerful legislators accept free trips to foreign countries paid by lobbying associations and corporations. The list goes on and on. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what, Scott. I mean, we live in such a small state. If irregularities occur, people find out. We certainly don't need an ethics commission, to hunt these things down. We've got a state auditor to look into things. If you see some irregularities, report it to Josh Gallion, and he'll look into it. The ladies, frankly, Scott, are trying to distract from the real issue here. And the real issue is the overreach in Section 1.2. They're reluctant to admit that they made a mistake, I think. In their zeal to get after what they perceive to be dark money in North Dakota politics, they wrote overly broad disclosure language that, it sweeps in all sorts of organizations and individuals. And,
I want to know more about that when we come back. Thanks, Jeff. Don't go away. Talking Measure 1 today. If you have questions, call us.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hurry! There's still time to look for the pink at the pump to fight breast cancer. If you choose the pink E15 nozzle when you fill up, 3 cents per gallon is donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation and the Hormel Institute for every gallon of E15 purchased now through Halloween. Save money, save lives, better for your engine, higher octane. Choose the pink E15 nozzle today at Fargo locations of PetroServe USA, or Bismarck, or Castleton, or Mandan, or Valley City. Or stop by Valley Dairy's 2401 South Columbia Road location in Grand Forks to fill up, Tesoro in Winemere, or Dakota Plains CHS at 807 West Main Street in Valley City. Plus PetroServe USA locations in West Fargo, 1772 West Main, and 239 West Main. Choose pink at the pump. E15 to fight breast cancer. Hurry, this special offer ends October 31st.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Measure number one, by the way, I think that was top five on our most important issues from our recent poll. That's how we're using that information to guide our coverage counting down to Election Day. So it's a big concern. Measure three and measure one both very high up there on the list. In addition, obviously, the Senate race, House race with Kelly Armstrong as well. Very important issues. And others, you know, the judicial races, for instance, and the sheriff races. So we've got them all in the queue between now and Election Day as we count down. If you have a question or comment for Jeff Simon, from North Dakotans for Sound Government talking Measure 1 today. You're welcome to call 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text me with your questions at 367-2054, 701-367-2054. So, Jeff, back to this disclosure clause in the weeds, if you will, in the details of measure number one. The proponents are throwing out red herrings and various things. They've got a very innocuous thing that folks will see on the ballot. I hear all the time from people that are already, you know, looking at their ballots going, this doesn't sound so bad. And I say, well, read the whole thing. What should they read first?
Well, Section 1.2 is the disclosure language that is the major problem with this constitutional measure. Keep that in mind. Constitutional measure. You can't change the words on it unless you go to the ballot again, because the legislature can't fix this thing, contrary to what the proponents have been saying. The language in Measure 1.2 requires disclosure of the ultimate and true source of funds spent in any medium to influence state government action. If you spend more than $200 in the process of attempting to influence state government action, you're obligated to disclose the ultimate and true source of funds spent in any medium. And there are no exceptions in this. It applies to everyone. This sweeps in, you know, ordinary citizens, nonprofit associations, trade unions, private charities, even newspaper, radio, television stations, and for crying out loud, churches, religious organizations. There are no exemptions provided. And the language specifically says in Section 4.1 that the legislature may not hamper, restrict, or impair this article. So they can't ratchet it down. Those broad disclosure provisions will apply to the groups that I just mentioned. You can't fix this thing. And that's what the proponents have been reluctant to admit, that they frankly, Scott, they screwed up when they wrote this thing.
I remember the debate at the policy summit that GMDC hosted, where you were on the stage with Jim Casper and of course, Ellen Chafee and Dina Butcher. And, you know, you brought that up a few times, and they sort of dismissed, we can fix that. We can, in a very innocuous way, but you can't fix it, right? Like I say, other than another vote of the people.
Well, you know, and I have no doubt that it wasn't their intent to do this, but the words mean what the words mean. I mean, it's a constitutional measure. The legislature cannot interpret their intent. Yeah, we had good intentions, but you can't interpret the intent when you're talking about a constitutional measure. You have to just implement what the laws say, and the laws require this broad disclosure. They say, well, you know, it would never require anybody to count their travel expenses. Well, here's an example. In-kind contributions. If you're delivering yard signs on a political campaign around the state, you have to report the gas money you spent. So if you're trying to influence state government action, you have to count the gas money. You have to count motel expenses. You have to count any expenses associated, spent in any medium to influence state government action. And it's not just the legislature. It's regulatory agencies. It's boards and commissions. It's these charities that have, you know, the religious charities that do social service work, adoption and foster care, these kinds of things. They're all swept in by this broad disclosure language.
Yeah, it's really it's a prime example in my mind of why we need reform of how these, initiated measures come to be. I mean, there should be some vetting of the language. Obviously, anybody can put forward any idea, but, you know, you should debate, okay, does this language mean what we say it does, or does it mean what you say it does, and come to a conclusion before you put it on the ballot? Because how many times do we hear about ballot measures that are poorly worded? They are. You know, it's like Measure 3. There's a debate right now, Measure 3, debate about whether this means you can smoke anywhere, or whether, you know, if you get pulled over for driving under the influence, if it's marijuana, you're off scot-free. And, you know, they all go, oh, that won't be interpreted that way. But that's what it says. I mean, that's very important. Bottom line, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. I've had many, many people tell me, I heard you talk about Measure 1, but I look at it, it doesn't look that bad to me. Why are you that concerned about it? What do you say to people that are sort of on the fence and read the language and don't see much harm there?
Well, I mean, one thing I think is important to point out is some of the things that show up in the ballot measure description on the ballot, you know, like ban foreign contributions and prevent candidates from using contributions to their own personal benefit. Those things are already banned in state law. They're already in state law. Why would the proponents of this measure put things that are already in the law in this measure unless they're attempting to dupe the voter into supporting it? I mean, this is another one of those kind of a nefarious tactic, really. You put things in there that sound good because they are good because we already have laws that address them.
I have about a half a minute left, Jeff, but I'd like you to talk about the fact that really what they're trying to do, we already do, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, we've got a good, open, honest, transparent system. We have all sorts of disclosure laws, bribery statutes, conflict of interest laws. The measure just would complicate a very good, open, honest, transparent policymaking process that we have now, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, ask yourself how many articles you've read about open records, searches of emails, and the laws in North Dakota are on favor heavily disclosure, scrutiny from the public, anybody being able to ask for anything. So, again, I agree, we have it. Measure one on the ballot, a very important one. Jeff Simon arguing a no vote today. For
you're listening
North
to
Dakotans for Sound Government. Thanks so much, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Every day.
You bet. Vote no.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Join the best team in the West, MBI Energy Services, with immediate openings for diesel mechanics, lube techs, and traveling mechanics. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI provides excellent pay, benefits, and training, and is a strong supporter of our local communities. Apply today at MBIEnergyServices.com. MBIEnergyServices.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.